Welcome to Taylor Talks with Jillian and Ava, diving into the world of melodies and lyrics with the Taylor Talks podcast, where every episode feels like a swift serenade.
Wow. So, the Eras Tour movie is coming out tonight.
Yes.
Jillian, what are your thoughts on that? Are you excited?
Yes, I'm super excited, but I also feel like something's going to happen tonight. I don't want to clown because I feel like we clown every single time that we think something with Reputation's going to happen.
Mainly you clowning.
Oh. What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know if anything will happen. Maybe she's just pranking us.
But I saw something. Sorry, guys, that's couch. But I saw something, like, on Instagram the other day, and all these, like, influencers getting the Eras Tour, the movie, like, gift boxes from Disney Plus. Mm. And everything says, like, March 14th. But I'm like, it's, like, which it is March 14th, but originally it was March 15th.
Yeah.
So, and then she switched it, but she only switched it last week, and they couldn't have made all that merch just in 1 week's time.
So she had to have this
planned.
So, I don't know. Why do you think she switched it?
Because I feel like something's happening at midnight.
Oh, fair. Because she does normally release things on, like, Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, you're watching the movie, and then at the end she's just like, Reputation TV comes out tonight.
I don't think it would happen at the end of the movie. Like, I don't know if it would say it at the end of the movie, but I feel like
there would be like snakes or something.
Maybe snakes. I don't know. But as soon as the movie ends, I feel like, I know that it's probably going to end around like midnight.
Probably.
Ish.
I guess thinking about in theaters, it was like 3 hours, like 2:45 long, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And then she has more songs in this one.
I'm looking it up like right now how long it is exactly.
I feel like tonight she'll say, oh, Reputation Tour film is on Disney Plus now too. That would be fun.
It's a couple minutes over 3 hours.
Okay.
So, it's going to end right around midnight.
Yeah.
So, maybe she will drop something at midnight. Maybe, like, obviously I know she keeps doing, like, that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. I feel like two surprises or two shows are coming out on Disney Plus. One would be the Eras Tour movie, and maybe Reputation Stadium Tour is going to come back, to be on Disney Plus, and that's two shows on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Or go back to, like, the two surprises theory. What if she just drops Reputation Taylor's version at midnight, and that would give the album about, like, a month for everyone to be excited about until the Tortured Poets Department comes out, which I feel like that's the perfect amount of time for people to be excited about something.
Mm-hmm. I think she will do something. It's gonna be out at 9
mm-hmm.
Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And normally Eastern time, midnight, is when she releases things.
Yes.
And it will be done right at midnight. Mm-hmm. So, back to, like, maybe she'll, like, be at the ending and, like, be like, so-and-so comes out tonight.
Oh, I'd freak out. Or maybe she'll, like, post something at midnight.
She'll probably give us another bonus track that we have to buy.
Probably. But I do think, well, back to, like, the two that she keeps doing, what if it's not about Disney Plus? Or what if it's not about something that's happening tonight?
So,
what if the two means all these bonus tracks that she keeps on coming out with for the Tortured Poets Department, what if it's actually, like, obviously she's telling us, like, hey, buy the bonus tracks, buy the vinyls with the bonus tracks, because that's a good businesswoman plan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're getting a lot of money for it, because everyone's going to want to listen to them.
Yeah, you have millions of fans.
Yes.
They're obviously going to spend money to listen to
us. Yes. So what if, So obviously people have already bought in the vinyls and the CDs because I don't want to like out of stock or whatever. But what if like the two actually means like she's going to do something like she did with Midnights, like a 3 a.m. edition. And the 3 a.m. edition would have all the bonus tracks on them.
That would be cool.
And
I would like that.
She would gain all this money from people buying the vinyls, but then she, in the end, she actually gives them all to us. Mm-hmm. So.
Which, I'm thinking, I saw, I think it was an Instagram reel, and it was, like, the two, mm-hmm. but, like, the two for, like, the Black Dog restaurant
mm-hmm.
in London
yeah.
is a two, and it's, like, the reflection is a dog, and uh-huh. it, like, says the Black Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, twos. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we know that she's a great businesswoman and she's very, very smart with her ideas. And, yeah, I don't know. Do you have any more ideas?
What do you think, your favorite, track will be on Tortured Poets Department?
Ooh, I just feel like So Long London's gonna be like, dang, Taylor!
Like gut-wrenching.
Yes. It's gonna be like, man, I can't believe you. But also, these songs, we have to think if she's been working on them for the past 3 years or 2 years?
2 years, I think she said.
2 years. Her and Joe, as we know of, her and Joe only broke up less than a year ago. You know?
So their relationship had to have been struggling for a while.
Yeah. Especially, like, Jack Antonoff, when he posted about You're Losing Me, how she wrote that song, like, while she was writing Midnights, obviously. It's on the Midnights yeah. album. Well, kind of.
She wrote it. It was, October, November 2021. Exactly.
And obviously they were still dating during that time as, I mean, they may have had to, like, go through some things and, like, through some problems together, but they were still dating. So I just feel like maybe he was just, like, a bad boyfriend. And who knows? Maybe she wrote So Long London while they were still dating. Like, we don't know when she wrote those songs. You know, we just know that she wrote them when she was having rough times with Joe.
And also with her writing that when she did.
Uh-huh.
It was after Midnights was already released,
mm-hmm.
and it's a fact she still threw that on there. Mm-hmm. So I think Midnights was also, like, part, like, in the, like, had some of their rough patches, like, included yeah. in that.
Yeah. Alrighty, do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for tonight, and, yeah, maybe we can even do a little watch party tonight.
Yeah.
So... Alrighty, thank you guys so much for listening to our first ever podcast episode.
Okay, bye.
Bye.